Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefing.
A national health official has said that despite skyrocketing healthcare costs, President Trump is committed to protecting the 30 million or so Americans with rare diseases. He also wants to ensure timely, affordable access to life-saving treatments. Alex Azar is Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. He said that we have to think about how our financing system can protect those with serious and rare illnesses. When successful therapies are developed, they can be extremely expensive. He said they need to ensure that Americans who suffer from rare diseases have ways to finance their care. And federally, this guarantee will be maintained as they want a system that works and protects what works. Azar spoke at the 2019 NORD Rare Diseases and Orphan Products Breakthrough Summit in Washington, D.C. The event was in October and was organized by the National Organization for Rare Disorders. It also featured presentations by the commissioner of the US FDA and his predecessor. Azar also said that Medicare and private insurance have made it possible for Americans to receive the most cutting-edge treatments. Securing longer, happier, healthier lives is the fundamental goal the president has for our healthcare system, especially for patients suffering from rare diseases. He added that President Trump has a particular vision for healthcare. It puts you, the patient, at the center and treats you like a human being and not like a number. This system provides you the affordability you need, the control you want, and the quality you deserve. The National Organization for Rare Disorders, or NORD, is a coalition of 280 patient advocacy organizations, and they are a longtime supporter of the Orphan Drug Act of 1983. This controversial law gives pharmaceutical companies tax and other incentives to develop therapies for rare diseases. Of the 7,000 or so known rare diseases, roughly 90% still lack FDA-approved treatment, and more than half of those affected are children. Azar oversees a fiscal 2019 budget of $1.2 trillion. His agency administers 115 programs across its 11 operating divisions. This includes the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the FDA, the NIH, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the Health Resources and Service Administration. Azar cited sickle cell disease as a prime example of Trump's approach to the millions of people whose conditions are considered rare. He says they are close to making meaningful impact on this terrible disease, which about 100,000 Americans have, particularly Blacks and Hispanics. This disease causes excruciating pain, infections, lung damage, blindness, depression, and heart and kidney failure. But there is much reason for hope. Azar said it's one of the single most promising areas for biomedical research. The Trump administration has made the disease a top priority. They aim to extend the lives of people with the disease by 10 years within the next 10 years. Late last year, Trump signed a bipartisan bill that reauthorizes a current sickle cell disease prevention and treatment program for nearly $5 million every year over the next 5 years. This bill was co-sponsored by Senators Cory Booker and Tim Scott. Azar, who's 52, became leader of the HHS in January 2018 following his Senate confirmation. Before that, he headed the U.S. division of Eli Lilly and Company from 2012 to 2017. He's been a longtime lobbyist for the pharmaceutical industry and said that 40 therapies for sickle cell are currently in clinical trials. He said that market failures have led some diseases to be neglected for far too long, and government has a major role to play in helping to finance drugs for rare and neglected diseases. Companies have little incentive to develop a drug that may benefit only a small percentage of the population. The NIH recently announced investing at least $100 million over the next 4 years towards developing affordable gene-based cures for both sickle cell and HIV. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation will also put $100 million towards this goal. Yet, Azar said that that's only one part of the challenge. Paying for all of these new treatments could be a bigger battle. consider the new gene therapy for SMA. It's called Zolgensma and has a $2.1 million price. These kinds of gene therapies typically have unprecedented high prices, and the same will likely be true for a cure for sickle cell. Azar said, "We must think about how we're going to finance the delivery of these cures. And the cures are coming, and thank God they are. But he said, we've got to be ready to get them to patients who desperately need them." All of the actors involved, HHS, private payers, innovators, legislators, and patient advocates, need to be thinking now about how to support access to these cures. In the end, Azar said that the whole point of a health insurance system is to ensure that if you are struck by a serious illness, let alone a rare one, our system is there to care for you.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director, Kevin Schaefer.
Hey everyone, and happy Friday. The following is a topic from the SMA News Today Forums in Adults with SMA. This is one of my Motivation Monday posts, and it was posted on January 20th. So the other night, I watched the Jim Carrey Zooey Deschanel rom-com, Yes Man. In it, Carrey plays a depressed loans officer who can't get over his ex-wife, and as such, he's extremely antisocial. Then one day, an old acquaintance drags him to a self-help seminar, in which the speaker's philosophy is, say yes to everything. You can imagine where the plot goes from there. It's not great by any means, but it's a fun Saturday night Netflix watch. The movie does have a solid message, though, about stepping outside one's comfort zone and not clinging to the same routine. It's certainly easy to do this, especially for those of us with SMA, and taking risks can be hard. Still, I found from experience that getting out and trying new things can be very rewarding. For instance, I've gone on several last-minute trips in the past few months for work. Though I had to rearrange my schedule and coordinate my care quickly, my efforts were well worth it. Had I not embraced this bit of spontaneity, I would have had regrets. Similarly, I decided to go out for an audition next week for a community theater play. This isn't exactly a new thing for me, as I grew up doing theater, but it has been a while since I've acted. I focused on writing and journalism in college, and now I'm working in the biotech industry and still writing. Still, I've been meaning to get back into acting, and my former drama teacher is directing this show. It would have been easy to say no, but I would have regretted it. What about you? Is there an opportunity you have that you feel drawn to? I'd love to hear about it. For more discussions like this, join the SMA News Today forums today. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morale, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.